let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program today. The fast-paced, highly acclaimed science fiction novel Deep Black Road is the story of a boy and a girl who get roboticized and then are tasked with saving the regular humans from themselves. Raising questions about humanity and using Christian themes in the storytelling, Deep Black Road is from author Alan Scovell, a resident of Tillsonburg, Ontario, for over 25 years. He's been writing since 2003. Now retired, he creates science fiction and fantasy novels that communicate the Christian faith to young people. He's written 6 books, more on the way. Alan Scovell, author of Deep Black Road, with us on This Week in America. Hi, Alan. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the program today.
Glad to be here.
You know, the book Deep Black Road has really touched a lot of people, and it's been described as a fast-paced science fiction fantasy with the added tenderness of love, laughter, and quiet messages about faith. This is not your typical magic or technology-driven science fiction book, is it? This is something that's different, and because of that, it's touching people. Talk about where this concept, this idea came from.
Well, it really took root when I was reading the Harry Potter series. And it troubled me as I read that magic was the driving force behind the story. And it was essentially agnostic, at least. And I felt it was God needed his own story, that the driving force behind Deep Black Road is the actions of God in the lives of the characters in the story.
Where did the story idea come from? Once you decide, I would like to take a story in this direction, still make it a really interesting story that everyone can appreciate, but where did the actual story come from? We'll talk about that in a second with the different characters, but where did the whole concept of this storyline come from?
Well, that ties into another story. A few years ago, they came out with a movie called Astro Boy, and I've always been sort of a fan of Astro Boy. I found the movie quite disappointing. And the first thing I did was I write what they called a fan fiction and posted it up on one of the fan fiction sites online. And that was my first actual effort to write something book length. But I finally came to the conclusion that the original Astro Boy story couldn't be fixed. And so I started putting my mind to my own original story, and that's where Deep Black Road started.
With us on This Week in America, Alan Scovell. It's S-C-O-V-I-L. The book is Deep Black Road. His website is Alan, that's A-L-L-E-N, dash Scovell, C S-C-O-V-I-L, V as in Victor, V-I-L.com. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get directly to Alan's website. Books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a number of places as well. The story starts in, what, 2079? So talk about the imagination that's necessary to write a book like that, the research that goes into telling the story, because you've advanced it a few years where robots are quite common in our lives. Talk about setting it in the future like that.
Well, obviously I felt it necessary. I had to have robots that were sufficiently advanced. And I did skim a few sort of ideas from the Astro Boy movie, though I made the cars quite specifically robotic, so that as they're working on now, it's cars that don't require a human driver. And I needed a method of communication beyond cell phone, which is why I developed the link concept, where they had devices installed in their wrist and in, and behind their ear, which allowed them to basically talk like on the telephone. But it also left them open to being spied on by government agencies and the like. And that was some of the tension that I wanted to build in the story, knowing that this was a world where, even though a lot of people didn't see it, there was a very real big brother in the room.
It had to be interesting, fun to create your own world in 2079. And you also create, of course, the themes that we're talking about. And let's mention some of the characters. As the book starts, Deep Black Road, Ricky Shepard is 13 years old. He's outside a ninth grade history class. And they got a test, and that's not his best subject, and he's asked to describe five consequences of the suitcase war of 2022. And as I'm reading the book, what all has happened in the world? Talk about that. Talk about, for a second, the suitcase war of 2022, because I'm reading that going, all of this is feasible. Talk about where you came up with that concept.
Well, I developed the idea of the suitcase war. It was basically terrorists putting nuclear bomb components in luggage and transporting them to the various points in the world and detonating them and forcing significant parts of the Western civilization to third world status. And then the world had to recover from that to the point of the story where there is the so-called prophet who has the ambition of taking over the entire world as emperor. And he does a little after the two kids are roboticized.
And let's talk about that. The main the characters we're talking about, I mentioned Ricky, and then we have a girl in there, a young lady, Suzanne Harrington. Talk about the children, the kids who are roboticized, because this is interesting in the battles that they go through.
Yeah, well, of course they find that because they have been roboticized, significant things have changed for them. They have to deal with the fact that their senses work differently. The big thing I brought out was that there's a disconnect, that there's no longer a sense that they can be comfortable. Smells, for instance, are now chemical analysis. There's no sweet smells or sour smells. They just get a breakdown of the chemicals. And so they can see the beauty, but they can't feel beauty or comfort or anything like that. And so they feel a disconnect with the regular human beings, which I have them call the Carnot people.
Alan Scovell, our guest on This Week in America. We're talking about the book, The Deep Black Road. His website is alan-scovell, scovill.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. I talk about the themes that you use throughout the book. Let's talk about some of them, because they go through a number of struggles, a number of conflict as they're chasing humanity. They go through a lot of emotions. Talk about how you develop the themes for Deep Black Road.
Well, of course, the deepest theme is that of God being very much an actor in the background, should we say, because he provides them with the glow power, which was sort of a special power that he granted them, which allows them to self-repair and has a number of other capabilities, including that when Ricky physically touches Suzanne, they're in direct mind-to-mind connection. but that power also was at the finale of the story to have other capabilities that ultimately allows Ricky to find his and terrible destiny that he was given while he hung between death and life before he was roboticized.
And you deal with the power of faith. Talk about that, because that's so important, and we see that in the characters as well. And I'm sure that was a message you wanted to get across, a theme that was important to you in writing Deep Black Road.
Absolutely. Ricky had to grow in trusting in God first, so that he had the confidence to deal with Suzanne, who initially had absolutely no interest in having a relationship with him, and only fell into the relationship when they were forced together at the rise of the Emperor. And they found themselves on the run because the Emperor wished to destroy them because they had effectively insulted him. So his pursuit of them makes for a considerable part of the second half of the story. And Ricky also needed to have a confident ability to understand God enough so that when he saw an opportunity to fulfill his great and terrible destiny, that he was indeed doing what God wanted him to do.
The book is Deep Black Road. Alan Scoville is the author and our guest on the program. You can look on directly to Alan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That is just one of many books that Alan has written. Thirst and the Parables of the Game Master series is also available there. And you get all that information. We'll touch on that here in a few seconds. A number of thought-provoking ideas. And I'd like to see what kind of feedback you're getting, what kind of comment you're getting, because the book is entertaining as science fiction publications are to be, books are to be, but there's also something underneath that, something very important, issues that you're dealing with. What kind of feedback have you been getting on the book?
Well, I've certainly been finding people enjoying the book, finding them thought-provoking. What else?
Well, yeah, and I'm sure that you're getting comment, and I'm sure that a lot of people who can't get in contact with you are reading, and I'm almost seeing this like a book club. This would be perfect because everybody could read and then sit around and talk and exchange ideas on the themes that you're bringing up in the book, Deep Black Road. I mentioned the other books, and you're working on a sequel as well. Talk about that.
The sequel, which is called The Link and the Tag, is about another robot one of the things that comes out near the end of Deep Black Road is that through the effect of this glow power that they've received from God, they are able to reproduce themselves and have children. And in The Link and the Tag, the sequel, one of these offspring finds himself trapped on Earth because, unlike all the other robots, he doesn't get rockets. So he cannot fly, and he's forced to stay behind and deal with a great tragedy first that happened to the carnate humans when saw a plot left behind by the defeated emperor kills billions of the population of the Earth. And then he's around as the civilization slowly rebuilds itself. And after 500 years, he suddenly discovers that somebody left the secrets of the technology, and they've been discovered, and somebody who's got desires of taking over the world again is trying to redevelop the technology that was destroyed back at, after the Emperor passed away.
How are you coming on the sequel? Yeah, I'm really interested to read this story. How close are you to having this published?
I'm still working on the first draft, and I'm getting very close to the end. So it's probably I'll be able to get it published the end of the year, the beginning of next year. It just depends on how the editing goes once I finish the first draft.
Be looking forward to that. That's the sequel to Deep Black Road, The Link and the Tag. And a couple minutes left in the program. We started talking about the premise that fiction doesn't have to depend on magic or technology to make a good story. Talk about the challenges of having just enough to make it an interesting science fiction. In reading, you've got the elements of technical advances, so that's there. But it's more theme and character driven than we're used to, where the magic and the technology takes over. Talk a little bit about the challenges in doing that, where you really need to develop the characters. The character, the storyline, that's what's carrying the message of the book.
Yeah, well, it was fun writing it. I mean, going through the emotional up and down,
yes,
for instance, of Ricky as he tries to figure out Suzanne before they finally settle down together. And also earlier when he develops a warm relationship with a Carnot girl back in his early days as a robot. And just sort of the affection there, but also the complication when the girl realizes that, yes, Ricky's very nice, but he is a robot, and the relationship can't go anywhere.
Yes.
And to deal with that, he was forced, and then has to resign himself to the knowledge that, okay, I've got to develop this relationship with Suzanne, whether or not.
That, yes, it is such a great story. It is Deep Black Road. The author is our guest on This Week in America, Alan Scovill. That's S-C-O-V-I-L, alan-scovill.com is his website. Books available wherever books are sold. You can link on directly to Alan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Alan writing books that science fiction, fantasy novels that communicate the Christian faith to young people, does it exceptionally well with a great story in The Deep Black Road. His other books are also available at his website and at Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well. Once again, alan-scovill is the website. Alan, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job on Deep Black Road. Looking forward to the sequel. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Once again, Deep Black Road is the name of the book. You'll find the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.